Hello and welcome back. My name is Rabbi Avi Heller, and together we're learning Masechet Megillah. We find ourselves on Daf Lamed Amud Bet. That's 30b, and we are starting just at the end of the second line. This series of recordings is a joint project of OU Torah, the OU Department of Synagogue Services, and the Daf HaShavua Foundation. Just to review what we've been talking about, we've been discussing the four special parshiot. In their order, they go Shkalim, then followed by Zachor, followed by Para, and followed by HaChodesh. And we discussed that depending on how the calendar works out, you can have a situation where there are gaps between some of the parshiot. In most of the situations, you'll have a gap between a Shabbat that falls in between Parshat Shkalim and Parshat Zachor. You can also have a gap that falls between Parshat Zachor and Parshat Para, and there are certain years when you can have a gap between both of them. But you'll never have a gap between Parshat Parah and Parshat HaChodesh. Those two are always samuch to each other. And there's an interesting observation of Rabbeinu Hananel here on the Daf, where he points out that this is the same way that it works out with the four cups of wine. I don't know if it's a deeper connection, but he calls it a siman. That in the four cups of wine at the Pesach Seder, and as I'm recording this, it's 2 days before Pesach, that you may have a gap between, or you may have additional drinking between some of the cups of the Pesach Seder, but there's a specific halacha that you're not allowed to drink in between the third and fourth cups of wine. So similarly, in the four parshiot, you may have gaps between the other parshiot, but between the third and fourth parshiot, between Para and HaChodesh, you never have a gap, just like the cups of wine at the Seder. So he makes that observation. He also points out one other thing about Para and HaChodesh, which is interesting, which is that they really should be in the opposite order. When in the times of Moshe, they put up the Mishkan, and when they put up they had to put up the Mishkan first on the first of Nisan. That's when the Mishkan was put up. And until they put up the Mishkan, they were not able to burn the Para Aduma in order to prepare to purify all the Jewish people. So they only burned the Parah Aduma on the second of Nisan. So as far as the chronology goes, Parshat HaChodesh really should come before Parshat Parah. And why do we put them in the order we put them in? Rabbeinu Hananel gives a very cryptic answer. He says, "Mipnei shehi taharato shel kol Yisrael," because it is the purity of the whole of all of Israel. And I don't know how that answers the question. Could be possibly that what he's referring to is that the Jewish people had to be pure before they offered the Karban Pesach. And really, even though Parshat HaChodesh deals with, in its first couple verses, the sanctification of the moon and Rosh Chodesh being the new year for the Jewish people, the bulk of the Parsha really deals with the laws of the Karban Pesach. So really, before you can come to offer the Karban Pesach, you have to become purified. So if Parshat HaChodesh is really about the Karban Pesach, it would make sense that you read Parshat Parah first, because you have to have the Tahara completed before you can bring the Karban Pesach. I don't know if that's possible to read that into the words of the Ran, but otherwise I don't really understand what he means. Perhaps we'll find someone else who can explain it. Okay, the end of the second line of Lamed Amud Bet. Bachamishi, the fifth Shabbat, which doesn't necessarily mean the fifth Shabbat, because we could have gaps, so it's just the fifth in the order. It could be the fifth, the sixth, or the seventh Shabbat in the order. Chozrin leKesidron, we return to our regularly scheduled situation. So what is the regular situation? L'seder mai, what is the regular order? Rabbi Ami says, l'seder parshiot hu chozer. They go back to the regular reading of the parshas. According to this opinion, as we mentioned in a previous recording, in Talmudic times, they either did this or it was some people held that you should do this, that during the weeks of Shkalim, Zachor, Parah, and HaChodesh, you didn't read a regular parsha of the week. That was the main parsha reading, was the special reading. Nowadays, we just do it as a maftir, but then perhaps they suspended the regular order of the parshiot in order to read these special parshas. Rabbi Yirmiyah says, L'seder haftarot hu chozer. He went back to the regular order of the haftarot. In other words, it's kind of more similar to the way we do it, which is they had a regular Torah portion, but each of the haftorahs, which ordinarily would have been connected to the regular Torah reading, were instead connected to the maftir, which is the special Torah reading. So on Shkalim, you had a haftorah that's about Shkalim, and on Parah, you had a haftorah that was about Parah, etc. And now, once you're done with the four special readings, you return to your regular haftorah kinds of readings. Amar Abaye. Abaye said, Kavasi derv Ami mistabra. He goes, to me, it makes sense, like Rabbi Ami, that it's about the Torah readings. Ditnan, as it's written in the Mishnah, the end of our Mishnah says, Lakol mafsikin. For all of them, we suspend. And then it mentions, L'Roshei Chodeshim, L'Chanukah, L'Purim, L'Taniyot, L'Ma'amadot, L'Yamakipurim. It mentions all these other special days, Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, Purim, fast days, days when they were on jury duty for, not jury duty, but duty for helping with the Beit HaMikdash and Yom Kippur. So he says, if the case of stopping is similar for this four special parshiyos, this is for all these other days, Bishlam Lamanda Amar L'Seder Parshiyot Hu Choser, it makes sense to the one who says that we're returning to our regularly scheduled Torah readings, Hainu De'ika Parsha B'chol, because we do Torah readings during weekdays, and often, you know, Chanukah and Purim and fast days happen during the week. So if we're connecting one to the other, you do have Torah readings during the week. Ela Lamanda Amar L'Seder Haftarot Hu Choser, but if you say that the whole issue is that you're returning to your regularly scheduled Haftorah schedule, Haftorah B'chol Mi'ika, we don't have any haftorahs during the weekday readings. There's no haftorahs on a fast day, or at least in the morning. On Hanukkah and Purim, you don't have haftorahs. So it doesn't make sense to connect the mafsikin of the four special parshiyas with these other days if we're talking about the haftorah. Ve'idach, and how does Rabbi Yirmiyah answer? He says, when it's talking about the special parshia, which only happened on Shabbat, it's talking about Torah reading. The ha'kedi'ita, but when it's talking about these other days, Hanukkah, Purim, and the fast days, it's talking about weekdays, and so it's talking about, it's the opposite. When we're talking about Shabbat, the four special parshias, we're talking about haftorahs, because you have haftorahs on Shabbat. But when you're talking about these other days, Hanukkah, Purim, fast days, etc., that happen during the week, ha'kedi'ita, then you're talking about the Torah portion. There's no reason to obviously assume that our Mishnah is referring to the same order on Shabbat as it is during the week. On Shabbat, it's the order of the haftorahs, and during the week, it's the order of the parshas. That's how Rabbi Yirmiyah says it. And we paskin that way, because during the four special weeks, we have a maftir, a final aliyah, in which we read the four special parshas. And then we read a haftorah that is in Yana Diyoma, that is related to the four special parshas. So we paskin like Rabbi Yirmiyah. We mentioned there was one other problem with reading the four special parshas as the actual Torah reading, which is that most of them are not long enough. It would be difficult to divide them into seven aliyot. What you would probably have to do to make it work would be to repeat them several times. And that seems a little awkward, but, you know, I'm not saying you couldn't do it, but it doesn't seem exactly right. Now the Gemara asks a question, second wide line. Uvetatniyot, on fast days, lama li hafsaka. Why do I need to have a break on fast days from my regular Torah reading? In other words, if a fast day falls out on Monday or Thursday, you would ordinarily read the parsha of the week that's coming. But instead, you're going to suspend that reading, and you're going to read the reading for the fast day instead. But the question of the Gemara is, why do I need to not read it? Likre mitzafra, let me read in the morning. Safra means morning. B'inyana diyoma, in the regular order of the day. In other words, I'll read the parsha of the week on Monday, like I ordinarily would on a Monday. Ubemincha, and at mincha, b'tanita, I'll read the special Torah reading for the tanit, because on a fast day I have two Torah readings, so I can split it up. Why do I need to interrupt at all? Misayei leil Rav Huna. So the Gemara answers, this is a support for the opinion of Rav Huna. The Amar Rav Huna. Rav Huna says, mitzafra kinufa. Mitzafra kinufa. Since in the morning they are praying, how will they do it? How will we do it? The way Rashi says it is, they didn't have a Torah reading in the morning. According to Rav Huna, they davened all morning, special prayers for the fast days, and it wasn't an ordinary service, and they didn't do Torah reading. So since, according to Rav Huna, you only did a Torah reading in the afternoon, you had to choose the regular Torah reading or the fast day Torah reading. So you would suspend the regular Torah reading and read the fast day Torah reading. Of course, we don't hold like Rav Huna, But nonetheless, we still do suspend the reading. We have one, we do a fast day reading in the morning and a fast day reading in the afternoon with a haftorah as well. Okay? Amar Abaye, Abaye said, Mitzafra lepalge dioma, Abaye is fleshing out Rav Kuna's opinion. From the morning until half of the day, palge dioma means half of the day, me'aininan b'mile demata, they would look into the matters of the city. In other words, the way Rashi says it, the elders of the city would gather, and maybe some of the other people would, and they would do these special penitential prayers where they were did a cheshbon hanefesh. They looked deeply into the city and what the problems were and what the sins were and what was wrong, so that they could do tshuva for those things that might have been causing the drought, which is presumably why they're fasting, and they could do tshuva for those sins that Hashem is punishing them for. Mipalge diyoma, from half the day, lefanya, to the evening, they would, from the, so the second half of the day, they split it into two. Riva diyoma, the first quarter, kara, the Bach changes it to karinan besifra umifre. They would do a Torah reading and a haftorah. Riva diyoma, in the second quarter, or the last quarter of the day, bo rachme, they would ask for mercy. In other words, they had, probably it was kind of a ne'ila prayer that they would daven. So we see that the afternoon, from the third quarter of the day, meaning the first quarter of the second half, was when they did the Torah reading. Shenemar, as it says, he quotes a pasuk from Nehemiah, Vayikar'u b'sefer Torah Hashem Elokeihem, and they read in the book of the Torah of Hashem their God, Revit Hayom, a quarter of the day. So he's understanding that as the afternoon quarter, from like 50% to 75%. Revit Hayom mitvadim imishnachavim, in a quarter of the day they bowed, they daven and bowed down and prostrated themselves. So that he understands as the last quarter of the day, from 75% to 100%. So the Gemara asks, well, all it says is two quarters of the day. Ipuchana, let me flip it. Maybe it means the first quarter and the second quarter. So you do Torah reading in the first quarter and davening in the second quarter, and then they look into the sins of the city in the second half of the day. How do you know which order it is? All the verse says is that it's a two quarters. Lo kzokadatach, do not think that way, dichtiv, because it's written in Ezra, ve'elu yasfu kol chared b'divrei Elokei Yisrael, and to me shall gather all of those who tremble at the word of the God of Israel. And this is the source for the moniker of Charedim, that those who are, so to speak, ultra-Orthodox are Charedim, or Charedim, because they are Chared b'divrei Elokei Yisrael, they tremble at the word of Hashem, the God of Israel. Al me'al ha'gula, from the diaspora, va'ani yoshev, and I, Ezra, will sit mishomeim, desolate, ad l'mincha ta'erev, until the afternoon, leading towards evening, uchtiv, and then it's written, uv'mincha ta'erev, and in the late afternoon, kamti mita'aniti, I will get up from my fast. Now, the truth is, this doesn't prove the statement at all. They're just pointing, as we've mentioned a few times, they're just pointing to the verse. You have to read the rest of the verse to understand. Rashi mentions this as well. The rest of the verse reads, Kamti mitaniti, I get up from my fast, ubikari, and from my torn clothing, ubikari bigdi, umi'ili, and my coat, ve'echra'a al birkai, and I would bow down on my palms, ve'efra, on my knees, ve'efrasa kapai al Hashem Elokai, and I will spread out my palms to Hashem my God. Now that language, ve'efrasa kapai, to spread out my palms, is a language of prayer. Efros kapai is a language of praying to Hashem. So we see that Ezra did a special davening, this is the Ne'ilah prayer, for the fast day at the end of the day. So based on the principle of Ezra doing it at the end of the day, we can see that that is the quarter of the day in which prayer is done, is the last quarter. And the quarter right before that is when they do the Torah reading and the Haftorah. And the whole morning is set aside for other kinds of prayers and Cheshbon HaNefesh, and they didn't do a Torah reading and a Haftorah. We don't paskin that way, but that is the way that that Rav Huna tried to prove that you had to suspend the regular order of Torah reading on fast days because you only had one Torah reading, which was done in the afternoon. Okay, that takes us all the way to the Mishnah, which is five lines from the bottom of the page. We will stop there and continue in our next report.